Blog Talk Radio.
And we're here to bless the Lord. Can we be heard good?
Yes, God bless you tonight. Praise the Lord tonight. God bless everyone tonight. I believe we also have the deacon with us, so we're going to bring in live tonight. Right now, God bless you, deacon. How are you tonight?
Hello, God bless you guys. It's great to be on. It's great to hear you guys. God bless you.
Amen.
You too. Well, I'd like to introduce, first of all, to the listeners out there. If you're not familiar with our brother Chuka and deacon here, Brother Chuka and me go way back into the Pal Talk days many years ago, and we worked together with Power Ministries, also with Gypsies for Jesus on Pal Talk. So we've been together for, this is in our first rodeo out there. Yeah.
Amen.
And so we've been together for many, many years, praise God. Which is a true blessing, yeah. True blessed man of God. And Deacon, God bless you. I know Pastor Jerry very well. We're actually distant Namada, good friends. We grew up together. And Pastor, why don't you tell us about yourself? How long have you been, Deacon, how long have you been a deacon with the Trust in the Lord Ministries and so forth? So I'll let you introduce yourself. God bless you.
Yes, I was anointed as deacon in 1997. So I don't know how many years that is.
Praise God.
So, yes, long time. So right now I'm not at Pastor Jerry anymore. Actually, I live in Virginia right now, and thank God. I mean, I've been talking with Brother Chuka, and there's a lot of things going on now in Maryland that we're starting to do Bible studies and stuff like that together. So we're going to get involved in the church there.
Amen.
Praise God.
So it's just amazing, Prala. So it's going on, you know, and what's going on here on Mende, there's a lot of things going on. I mean, a lot of people are getting back into the Word of God. A lot of people are getting, you know, people are getting refreshed again in the Lord. If I could say it that way, I don't know.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. That's right. Amen, deacon. You know,
people are coming back to the Word of God, so we're just excited about that. We're excited about tonight, too.
Amen. Praise God. You know, deacon, I just want to share with you, you know, we are also very excited in what God is doing. Not just, we know that a lot of people, you know, not only us from out there, but in, you know, throughout the world, you know, because we're being listened to around the world, just to share with you. We get some feedback
yes.
from Australia, from Europe, from Russia, around the, not only around the country, but around the world. There are brothers and sisters out there. She says it's a true blessing. And what the Lord is doing is
Amen.
He's calling his people back. He's calling his people back. That's the love that we have. Greater love has no man, the Bible says, than the one who laid down his life for the sheep. And that's our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we want to say
Amen.
God bless you. I'd like to pass out, first of all, to some phone numbers out there, and then we'll open up the station with a prayer, as we always do. And
Amen.
I'd like to just pass out the telephone number. If you're listening by internet tonight, and you have a prayer request or a comment tonight to tonight's teaching, we're going to hold comments and prayer requests to the end of the program tonight. So write down this number. If you're listening by internet, area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. And also to those that can't call in, if you're in a different country, you can't call in. It might be a long-distance phone call for you. You could write to us, it's Gypsy Radio. Email us, gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. I'll repeat that again, gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. So write to us, let us know you're listening out there tonight. God bless everyone.
Yes.
Deacon, would you take the privilege of opening up the radio tonight with a prayer?
Yes. Father God, we come before you tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Mogadad. I deva purbo, deva, first of all, deva, mangaza mingiyat pimos, deva. Deva, we know, Mogadel, deva, that it's hard out there, Mogadad, deva, but deva, for people, Mogadel, deva, to come and listen to a radio station, come to church, or go to a Bible study, Mogadel. There's a lot of things going on in the world, but Mogadel, right now, Mogadad, I would just ask right now, Mogadad, that you would bless the listeners tonight, Mogadel. And those that are not listening, Lord, I pray, Mogadel Devla, that next week, Mogadel, that if a great news report, Mogadel Devla, the wonderful gospel, Devla, would come to them, Devla, and they would know, Mogadel, that there's people preaching on the radio stations, Mogadel, that there's people, Mogadel Devla, still, Mogadel Devla, preaching the word of God, that they could come, Devla, and be refreshed, Mogadel, and that they could come, Mogadel Devla, with a bold heart, Mogadel, and Ladel, Mogadel, and that they would just come and trust the Lord once again, Mogadab. And Devla, I pray tonight, Mogadil, for all the radio station, Devla, Chaches, Mogadil, the airwaves, Mogadab, Devla. They let's do a proud, Devla. They let's anglaw, Mogadab. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you tonight. Brother Chuka, we have
you.
A couple of prayer requests tonight before we go into the teaching tonight, and I want to know if you would lift them up. If we could lift up Amari Pei Sally in California for a miracle healing for her, for peace upon her, Amara Palarani, tonight. Also for our sister Kay, who had hip surgery, and they broke her femur, and she's in an awful lot of pain, and she's in rehabilitation, and she just needs a complete healing for her. If you would lift her up tonight. And also, you gave me some news earlier tonight about a brother that went home to be with the Lord. I believe his
yes.
name is Vinny.
Vinny.
Would you pray for
yeah.
peace upon the family tonight?
Yes.
And that the Lord would comfort them. God bless you, my brother. Go right ahead.
Yes. Well, we need to know who we're praying to. We're praying to the all-sufficient God who created everything into existence with just the power of his word. And let's stand in agreement that God would have his way and his will would be done. Father, in the name of Jesus, Pachas Devla Konsan. Devla Janas Kazuralo San Devla, Etusai Sascharez, Nenaswalim Hodal, Tusai Des Pacha, Katrubul Pacha, Tusai Des Chihodina Devla, Katrubul Devla. Father, we're asking you in the name of the Lord Jesus that you would give these people Sotrubule Devla. Healing Devla. From pain, from sickness.
Yes.
What about Penel Devla in Psalms 107 that you sent your word and it healed our disease? Akana Devla via Jez Devla Janaz, because you're still in the healing business. Father, I pray Devla that you would heal, set free, deliver, and give peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Well, praise
amen.
God tonight. Well, listeners, tonight I know that Deacon and Brother Chuka has a blessed word from the Lord tonight. So what we're going to do, without further ado, if you wouldn't mind, Chuka, Brother Chuka and Deacon, if I could, before we start the word, if I could go into prayer tonight, I want to ask the listeners tonight to agree with us in prayer as you share the word tonight. Amen. Father God, we thank you for your word, Father God. I thank you for Deacon Tony. I thank you for Brother Chuka tonight. I thank you for all the listeners. Father God, tonight, Father God, as they share your word, let every word be uttered from you and the Holy Spirit, not a single word from our flesh tonight. And Father God, tonight, Father God, open up our understanding to us, the listeners tonight, to receive your word. Father God, open up our spiritual eyes, ears, hearts, minds, souls, bodies, and spirits to receive it, Father God. Let there not be any hindrances tonight, Father God. We thank you for your word. We want to say that we love you, we praise you, we worship you, and we ask in Jesus' mighty name, and we say amen and amen.
Amen.
God
amen.
Bless you, Deacon.
Amen.
God bless you, Chuka. The mic is yours.
Okay. Chuka, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. As you know the study that I'm going to do, so I'm just going to need you, because it's been a while since I've been on the radio, and it's a little different audience. It's different,
yes, sir,
when you're preaching to an audience. And over here, you're just preaching to the table. So,
right.
You know, but I know everybody's here with me in spirit. So I like to, you know, I like to hear you, Chuka, and I'm out of proud that's running the radio station. I like to hear, you know, your feedback or your amen as I'm, you know, as I'm sharing. So that'll keep me on point. Okay. I'm just, I agree with your prayer, Paula, but I'm just going to pray right now for the word in a little bit of a while, all right?
Amen.
Father,
amen.
In Jesus' name, Mugodil. Kachasa chiri, what about Mugodil? I so godi mutaza me arad mugodel on amui devla tenavela mendar mugodel devla, that every word mugodel devla, that it would be relevant mugodel, that it would be a word in season mugodel for the listener mugodad. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. I leo pral devla in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Prala, you asked me how long I've been anointed as deacon. I think it's almost 20 years or something like that. 18
yes,
years. How long you've been? How long have you been a Christian, Prala?
I've been a believer for 35 years, praise God.
35 years, yes. I think that's how long I've been. I think that's how long I've been a Christian. I've been baptized since 1983.
Yes, I
so that's how long, you know, I've been a believer. And this word tonight that I'm going to share, that it's, we have to share more English, is that it?
Yes, we have a large audience out there around the world.
Okay, so we have to speak more English.
Yes, please, please do. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try to do my best.
No problem.
Okay, so good luck. So the Lord, the Spirit, has something for us to say. And the reason I asked that, Paula, is it's a very powerful word at that. And it's very hard. I'm going to be speaking about the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be speaking about speaking in tongues, how that. I don't know. Are you a tongue speaker, fella?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I believe in all the
Okay, praise the Lord. I know Chuka is. And I know probably all everybody that's listening, there's got to be 9 out of 10 that speak in tongues. But what the Lord wants us to center in on tonight is what Lakai Chi Den Duma Nishiba. And I really feel as a Christian, out of background where we come from, we're supposed to be Pentecostal Christians. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you're Pentecostal. We have a Church of God background, Assemblies of God background. As born again believers, they would use on me and to pray into tongues and to also prophesy, but we're not going to deal with prophecy tonight. We're just going to deal about worshiping and speaking and, you know, praying in tongues.
Amen.
So, what about that? So, Mark, okay, it's the last chapter of Mark. Jesus gives the Great Commission, and it begins with verse 17, and it reads like this. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, and they will take up serpents, they will take up serpents, And if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. And if they lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Now, that was one of Jesus' great commissions. Well, to that, these signs shall follow those who believe. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, it's been my experience, Prala, that for a long time being a servant on Ikangri, a long time being a tongue speaker, and most of my friends, most of my people, most of the people that, you know, that I grew up around with in the church, a lot of them speak in tongues. The pastor speaks in tongues, I speak in tongues, the deacons, the elders. But it seems to me that a great number of believers these days, and a lot of things has been happening on Ikangadi, that a lot of things that the Pentecostal movement has done and the way Jesus told us to do has been like being put a stop to it. Ashadao Bing, if I could say it that way, can I speak freely tonight?
Speak.
Sure.
Ashadao Bing Oibuchi Le Debleski. Oh, Jesus, I came to destroy the works of the devil. But we see now in the new way, we're becoming more Baptist, Ani Kangari. We're becoming more like people, like we're trying to be more conservative Christians, Ani Kangari.
Can I say a word? We're becoming more politically correct. We're afraid
yes.
of what people might think. If we
right.
speak in tongues, if we do the things in spiritual, do a spiritual thing, maybe someone will look at us like we're the oddball, we're a peculiar
right.
people. But isn't it strange that that's what Paul said that we are? Or was it Peter said we're a peculiar people?
Right.
You know, sometimes we need to stand out in the crowd. That way people would look at us and say, oh, that is a man filled with the faith in Jesus Christ who is filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Maybe I want a taste of that. You know, we have to
Amen.
Live our lives as a witness. And if you look at the Assemblies of God guidelines, the 16 fundamentals, we'll see. And what was it, Uncle Jamie? It said that speaking in tongues was the first
initial evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
All right, so we need to get back to that idea. I mean, that was the first, that was the initial evidence of the Holy Spirit falling on God's people was speaking in tongues. And it's become politically incorrect to look a little different, to sound a little different, to say things
right.
in the Spirit. But we need to get back to basics, as they would say.
Amen. Amen. What I want to say, Chuka, is this, okay? Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody who's listening, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you're not saved if you don't speak in tongues. I want everybody, is everybody clear on that?
Yes, sir.
O Manusi saved. You know, this is just the evidence. This is one of the evidence things. This is one of the first evidences of person being saved. It's kind of Dylan Shiva. Okay? Now, if you don't speak in tongues tonight, don't worry, you're still saved. Okay? So, but this is just something that I want to read the scripture again, and I would like to ask you, Prala, I'm sorry, what was your name again, Prala?
John.
The man that's one of the radio station, John, Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah.
John, okay, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to ask you a question, okay? Let me read it first.
Sure.
These signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, Paula. I mean, just a general question, just, you heard all the things that Jesus said, these are the signs,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Out of all
yes,
these
amen.
Signs that Jesus is speaking of here, which one would you think would be the easiest one to do?
The easiest one? Speaking
yes.
in tongues. Okay.
Speaking
that's
in tongues,
amazing.
Right? Amen.
Yes.
Right. Well,
Amen.
The first one is they will cast out demons, okay?
Right.
The second one is speaking in new tongues. The third one will be if they take up serpents. And the third one, the fourth one is if they drink any deadly poison, it will hurt them. And the fifth one is if they lay hands on the sick, they will recover.
Right.
It's been my experience since over 25 years that a person that does not speak in tongues, Prala, Shoka, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
A person that does not speak in a Shiva, a person that is not baptized in the Holy Spirit, you don't see him speak in tongues, but you don't see him do the rest of them either.
Very true.
You don't see a person that doesn't speak in tongues go lay hands on the sick. You don't see a person that don't speak in tongues go and take out a demon out of somebody. See, the easiest one I would think is the one is tongues. But people say, you know what, this might be the hardest one because it takes faith. It is the manishiba.
Sure.
The Bible will tell that you have to believe that God is, that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
Okay? Now, tonight, I just want to give somebody this, okay? Somebody that's listening out there, and you're praying, and you don't know, and there's something going on in your life. Our heart took your finances. There's a lot of trouble going on. This is just another weapon in your arsenal. This is just another way. A Bible will tell. Now, if there's elders on the radio right now, there's men of God, there's teachers. The Bible will tell that we don't know how to pray as we ought to. Does the Bible say that, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
The Bible says we don't know how to pray as we ought to, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Sometimes, Nasti, you can't pick up your head, katal trouble, katal nuisance, katal whatever's going on. I think Hujistu, you're just sighing inside and just doesn't Shiva, and God begins to, the Holy Spirit begins to take over. And the Holy Spirit begins to pray for you for what exactly it is that you need. Have you ever prayed that way? Have you ever got to God and you was just so desperate, you just didn't know how to pray anymore? Devil, I don't know what to pray anymore. I just don't know how to pray anymore. And then all of a sudden, because this has been my experience now, all of a sudden when I can't pray anymore, when I can't talk anymore, when I can't lift up my head to God, all I do is I start beginning to pray in tongues, Adavani Shiva, and before I know it, the answer I was looking for is there.
Hallelujah.
The prayer that I was looking to get solved, the sickness leaves. These signs shall follow those that believe. Now, Brother Paul, as me and Chuk have been, we've been studying, and we've been using this, we've been saying this, and I want to say this, I want to share this with everybody, Chuk, because I think everybody needs to know this.
Speak it.
We've been saying Brother Paul, and the reason that we say Brother Paul is because we're making Paul a real person. Paul went through a real life experience like we do every day.
That's right.
And if you use him in that sense, if you use him like Paul, you know, like Brother Chuka, Brother John, you know, if you use him in that sense, Paul will become real to you. The Bible will become real to you. It's not a fantasy. This is not Disneyland. This is not a fairy tale book. This happened to real people.
Real people.
These were real people. Real. These stories that we preach about. People's been preaching about these stories for 2,000 years. These are real stories. These are real people. Some people think that the Word of God is just a fantasy. It's just a story a long time ago. No, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ is real. Jesus
Amen.
Christ is alive. Jesus Christ is alive. And God wants to give you one more weapon in your arsenal tonight. He wants to give you another gun. It's time for the Christians to start standing up in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus, lock and load, and start giving out the Word of God the way it's supposed to be.
Amen. Amen. If I could,
there's no more time. There's no more time left. Manay time, manay brana. Akana is only rapture. People have stopped talking about the rapture of God. People, we're living in the end days.
Amen.
See, when you get excited, when you talk about the Holy Spirit, it's hard not to get excited.
That's true. Amen.
We're living in the end days, Prabha. We're living in the end times. People are not being preached. People are not being shown the Word of God the way they ought to. Now, I don't blame everybody. I don't blame the teachers. I don't blame the pastors. I don't blame nobody. No, sukhangarakat without them. Ask questions. Be a little pain. Be a mustache under the nose. Dilaro soro. Mang push. Push kata to pastor. Push kata the elders. Push kata the teacher. What does this mean? What does this mean? Chuka, I'm sure you was there. I was there. You know we was all like that.
Yes, sir.
The pastors couldn't get away from us. The people that knew a little bit of the Word of God, we was hanging on to every word they would teach us.
Yes, sir.
That's very true.
There is no more time to waste. Now, if you're not laying hands on the sick, if you're not drinking anything, I would think the deadly poison, I would think the deadly poison is false doctrine.
That's right.
As me, as a born-again believer, since 35 years, as you, I'm pretty sure you came across a lot of false prophets in your time. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
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 But what did you do? Because you have the Spirit of God, because you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, this man is not right. That poison does not affect you.
Amen.
And now, I don't know if everybody's aware of this, that when Jesus, he called the Pharisees, he called them a brood of vipers. Now, only a viper has venom. Did you know that?
That's right.
Only a viper, only that kind of a snake has venom. And Marupalo Chuka, he taught me last week, and we was talking about the snakes and being, those kind of snakes could even shoot venom out to you.
Right.
Am I right,
Chuka? A viper
could even shoot out the snake. You don't have to necessarily bite you.
Right, he could stand up and just spray you with his venom. He doesn't have to sink his teeth into you. He can spray you in the eyes, and it'll be just as effective. And that's just exactly what false teachings do. They can't bite us, but they can try to put lenguaje chaimos on their maracan. They can try to trick us. But I believe that if you're covered and you're filled with the Spirit of God, that you'll be able to discern. The spirit of discernment.
Amen.
You know,
but
whether
this is exactly my point, Chuka. This is exactly my point. Because Jali Warba Pichume and Ikangara. And then you know what happens is people are not listening, people are not paying attention, they think it's just the same old thing over and over again. And you know what? The Church of God, so happy silo amongst the Kangari, she might Tony Gom Vaspia Kabraste, she might they don't lay hands on the sick, they don't speak in tongues anymore, they're trying to be conservative. And you know what? You know what happens to the people that really don't know the Word of God? They go to these false teachers and they get bitten, and what happens when you get bitten by a snake is you become paralyzed from the venom.
Mm.
You can't move anymore. You can't dance in the spirit anymore. You can't shout for victory anymore. And you know what another thing happens? You go blind.
Wow.
You start to become blind. But let me tell you something. As a Bible-believing church right now, as a Bible-believing man of God right now, let me tell you something, Christian. You have something in your arsenal tonight. You have the Spirit of the living God living in you. And all you got to do is shout Jesus. And let me tell you something. That blindness will begin to go away. That paralyzed state will begin to go away, and you begin to give God the glory. You begin to reach out. Let me tell you something. Get on radio, go to church, go to a Bible study, and listen to the Word of God. And when somebody says you want to speak in tongues, let them pray over you.
That's right.
There's not enough time anymore.
Deacon, can I say something for a minute? Take a minute of your time. You know, the church in general today, the Church of God as we know it today, compared to 35 years ago, is so passive, so conservative, you know.
Right.
And it's sad because I'll go back 35 years ago, like the deacon shared. We used to ask questions, and we wanted to know. We were so starving for the word, so hungry for the word. And there was, you know, a lot of times there was a lot of movements of the Holy Spirit throughout these years, and some were false. Some were just, they weren't actually from the Holy Spirit. There was a lot of movements I've seen in 35 years. But I want to share something here. Like the deacon shared here, God wants us fully equipped. You know, we would not buy a Cadillac or a Mercedes without air condition, without power windows. We wouldn't buy a brand new car without an engine. It looks nice and all this, but it's not going to get you anywhere. And just to share with the listeners out there, you know, when Jesus spoke these words in Mark, this is one of the first scriptures that caught my attention as a believer. And actually, I got saved and baptized on the same day. 2 days later, I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues. And I just want to share with the listeners out there, don't be afraid of it. I know that some leaders are afraid. Don't be afraid of it. It is from God. If you want to read on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I believe it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, will explain about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But yes, you know, as the deacon said, our churches have become dry today. We become paralyzed and passive. And, you know, the scripture that he shared here in the book of Mark, the 16th chapter, he says, these signs shall follow those who believe. Don't go out there following signs and wonders. The signs and wonders follow us as believers.
Amen.
We're to go out there. We're to lay hands upon the sick. We're to lay hands upon the sick. We're to speak in tongues, pray in tongues, and we are anointed to do these things by God.
Amen. Amen. I'll be honest with you. My problem is I've been a teacher of God, and I believe that God has made me a teacher for the believer. I'm not an evangelist. I mean, if somebody comes and asks me to receive Jesus Christ, yes, I'll give them a sincere prayer. No problem. But I've seen over the years, John, that what happened is Govlol Manus, and we would baptize 100 people, and then you would look back a year later, just 20 of them left. Where's the other 80 people that we baptized?
That's right. Yeah, they stopped.
We're not teaching the people how to be a believer, how to stay saved, how to go against false doctrine, how to do, because people have wanted to be passive, like you said. People have come together, and it just became a congregation of people together. Oh, wow, you got a nice suit on. Wow, you got nice shoes. Well, your car is nice.
Right.
That's not church. That's not what church is about. Church is about Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And if you got all those things, fine, no problem. That's great. God wants to bless us with all those things. I'm not coming against, things. I'm not coming against money. I'm not coming against nothing. But you know what? Everybody's looking for that. But while that's going on, the spiritual things, or spirit, is in us. And it's starving.
We're letting the spiritual thing, we're letting that be absent, and we're putting the worldly thing on the spiritual thing. And, you know, we're going by Amaro's sight, Elder. Chima Jazbao, so Penelope Bible, we walk by faith.
Mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm.
takes faith to speak in the tongues.
Amen.
It takes faith to push Chevaspe and Aswale that they would receive healing. It takes faith to Dobiz Prapa Duzmano. It really does take amazing faith. Go ahead.
Hi, Father. This is Jamie, this is the gospel.
Hi, Elder.
How are you, gentlemen?
Good.
I just want to talk a minute, if I may.
Sure.
I'm going to talk to Tony, who spoke about basically the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the purpose for the baptism of the Holy Spirit is that we would receive power in
Amen.
Order to serve. That was the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that we may become the servants of God.
Amen.
And it's just so. The Bible shows us that you cannot tie up the strong man, which is the devil, by yourself.
Ooh.
Okay? The problem today, all of our Christians and our brothers in the Lord that have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit doesn't have power over the enemy, and they're getting destroyed.
Yeah.
So here's where our brother Tony, this might be one of the most important messages for any Christian in the world that is listening, that we're not going to win or have victory over the enemy without being baptized in the Holy Spirit, because we need power to be able to serve God.
Yes, sir.
And that was the purpose. You know, speaking in tongues is the most beautiful thing in the world. But, you know, like you said earlier, God bless you for saying that, you know, that doesn't mean you're not saved.
Right.
But you could be baptized in the Holy Spirit for service, which is like, for instance, you're doing today, you gentlemen are doing, you're preaching the Word of God with power and
Amen.
With authority through the Holy
Spirit.
Authority. Yes, yes, through the power of the Holy Spirit. But to Janine and listeners, it's an evil world out there. Things are going wrong.
Yes,
churches
sir.
Are going wrong. Christians are going wrong. We're having a lot of issues after 35 years that we shouldn't have had.
Exactly.
We should have been, you know, the Bible told you should have been all have been teachers by now.
Right.
But now we got teachers and pastors and deacons and elders and ushers and servants that are falling on the side of the road and they can't even get up anymore because they didn't realize we needed to be baptized in the Holy Spirit to have that power to defeat the enemy.
Right.
Amen, guys.
You know, the most important thing is Samusa Haraz, Elder, is that we need to be pleasing to God. And we see that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him."
Amen.
Okay, so look, without faith, you're not pleasing to God. Sorry to break it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to believe in a man that you've never seen before from a country in Israel that died on a cross 2,000 years ago, that resurrected after 3 days inside of another man's grave, that ascended up into the clouds, that said, "I'm going to promise you that there's a man to come, and his name is the Holy Ghost, and he's going to fill you. And when you do get filled with this Holy Spirit, you're going to be my witnesses across the entire world. And when you witness this, what you're going to do is you're going to lay your hands on people. The devil
Amen.
Is going to be cast out of them. They're
Amen.
Going to receive healing. You're going to be able to hear stuff that might have killed you before. You're going to be able to be around some people that might have destroyed your life without me. And you're going to stand up in front of them. And even though you've done everything to stand, you stand therefore in the full armor of God." This is a spiritual thing. This is a thing that it takes faith to take. And you need to produce something with your faith. Because guess what? Faith without works is dead. So even though you might have faith, you have to remember you got to put it into action. God called
Amen.
Us to be a mobile Christian, not a Christian that stays put, but a Christian that goes out into the highways and the byways and preaches the gospel, touching the hearts of people that have been broken, getting down to the nitty-gritty and getting down to where God needs to touch. You see, sometimes we're too interested in the things that God already touched. God already touched it. It's time for us
Amen.
To be the light of the world. It's a dark and ugly world. We don't need to be the light of the church. The church is already illuminated. We need
right.
to be the light of the world. And one of those
Amen.
Witnesses, me and the deacon, we was inside a gas station today, and we was just right. talking simply about the Word of God. We didn't even realize a man was
right.
paying attention to the words that we were saying. When we walked out of the gas station, he kept us on the street, and we had to explain to him the Word of God for a good 5-10 minutes. And his little son was freezing to death, and he was telling the kid, "One second, because we're so hungry for the Word of God." that it didn't even mean nothing to him that it was 30 degrees outside and his kid wanted to go into the car out there. Because people are hungry for the word of God, and we're lighting up the lamp and we're putting it underneath the table.
Yeah.
You understand? To whom much is given, much is required. If God is giving you, and look, you might say, but I don't have the faith to speak in tongues. I don't have the faith to lay my hands on the sick and that they'll get healed. I don't have that kind of faith. Well, let me tell you something. If you had just enough faith to say, Lord Jesus, I accept you into my life as Lord and Savior. I believe you died for me and you rose on the third death. And by the power of your death and the glory of your resurrection, I am saved and I accept you. If you have faith enough to accept that into your life, then that is the same faith that it takes to raise the dead. That's the same faith that it takes to give people eyes where there was no eyes. Because if you believe in God that he can do that, and if you believe in the same God that he created everything into existence in 6 days with just the power of his word, if you believe that that's the same God that is king in your life, then you should believe that he's able, more than able. The Bible says he's exceedingly, super abundantly, more able to give you more than you could ask or even imagine. It takes faith. Walk in faith. You walk by faith and not by sight. There's times, Uncle Jamie, when we say in our stato, in our flesh, this is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
We say it almost every day, this is impossible. But God wants you to know that the first two letters in the word impossible is I am. God is in it. God is in the impossible, and he wants to show you his favor. He wants to show you his grace, and this takes your faith. Your faith is a muscle. It needs to be exercised. You need to work it out every single day. And once you do that, God can produce something. God can produce a fruit out of your life that will be an attribute of him, and also it will be a witness. You shall be my witnesses. And
amen.
What about
amen.
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 Amen. I'm going to share one more thing. I'm going to share one more thing, and then I'm going to close.
I understand about the problem with Tony. God bless him and his family, Deacon. I believe we speak about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and how we need to receive power in order for us to remain faithful to God.
Amen.
Correct here?
Amen. Amen. And this is what I wanted to comment on. I'm going to share this, and then I'm going to close the study, and then we'll take comments or whatever and questions.
Okay, I'm very glad
you brought that up, Elder, about the power. I'm very glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many scriptures.
I want to say this, Tony, and Brother John, Truca, here we got Amado Deacon, Sam.
Okay.
The problem is this. I'm looking at the Romani Christianity.
Okay.
And lately we've been losing the battle.
Yes.
And this is why this message that the Abominable Prophet Tony brought is so vital to us.
Very important.
It's so important to us. We're losing the battle here. And you know what? We know when the Israelites went to war and how Aaron and his sister held up Moses' hands.
Yes.
We need to start holding up our brother's hands.
Amen.
We need to start holding up each other in order for us to have the power to fight the enemy.
I agree.
Listen,
100%.
Just because we don't speak in tongues, that doesn't mean that there isn't gifts, different gifts that we can receive.
No. I said this is one of the weapons we could use in our arsenal.
Right.
This is one of the weapons.
That's all.
See, this is what I wanted to say, Elder. This is what I wanted to say.
Yeah,
I'm glad you brought up about the power. Elder, he brought up we need the power. And I know Acts chapter 2, Makope, that Jesus told them to go wait into the city. Amen?
That's right.
And I'm going to say, go and wait in the city until the power from on high comes.
Amen.
Okay? Right. Until the Holy Spirit comes. Now, let me explain something to you. I'm a coffee drinker. How many coffee drinkers we got out there?
Yeah, we're drinking coffee right now.
Okay, not to be unkind or anything, some people like decaf, okay? I don't like decaffeinated coffee. I don't like it because it don't have enough power.
That's
I don't like Diet Coke. It doesn't have enough power. We got too many decaffeinated Christians out there.
Come on, Ted.
We think we could just tiptoe through the tulips. Okay? This is a nice little church. I come here. Nobody bothers me. Nobody says this. I don't have to speak in tongues. I don't have to lay my hands on a stick. Nobody looks at me funny. You know what? That's why the church is defeated today. The church has no more power.
That's right.
I'm tired of preachers preaching a decaffeinated message.
Come on, man.
That's right.
I'm tired of preachers not laying hands on the sick so they can recover.
Yeah.
The Bible will call upon the elders.
That's right.
Call upon the elders of the church that they may anoint you with oil, and you shall recover.
Come on.
Tony, listen
now,
to
if the elder doesn't speak in tongues, don't call him to my house to pray for me.
That's right.
Tony, listen to this. I spoke to a few men, and I've heard it. I know you've heard it too. A lot of the older people, here's what they said. A bless you, Kangri, for the young boys. It keeps
right,
them out
the
of
young
the
guys.
Bars and all that. You know what I told a few old people? They're not facing death. We are. We need to
right.
get right because we're closer to
there
death than they are. And we need to
Amen.
Get right with God. It's not only for the young kids. It's for every human being that ever existed.
Right. It's for that 30-year-old Christian.
Yes.
You know, we're in our 30s, me and the deacon. You've been a Christian since 35 years,
yes,
longer than I've been alive.
Yes.
All right. So this is a very important time on the Samara Traoria and on the Chiro.
Listen, I'm going to say this
Come
before
on.
I take any more time up tomorrow. But whoever's listening to this message, I pray in the name of Jesus that they take it to heart because it can
Amen.
Change their life.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless us. I'm listening from now on in.
Oh, praise God.
So that's
Amen.
The point, guys. We got too many decaffeinated Christians out there, okay? They're losing the battle. People are losing the battle because people are afraid to step up to the mic and say, you know what, guys, we need to start laying hands on the sick, fellas. The reason why we were so excited in Christianity is because we thought that when these people would preach to us, we thought they could walk on water, and some of them did. We had services when I was growing up as a Christian that if you were to bring a dead body into the building, we would have raised it from the dead.
That's right.
Can I share something?
Now you just got people that just want to put on a nice suit. Guess what? Put a Bible under their arm, and guess what? No power, no anointing, no nothing. And guess what? It ain't their fault. Because guess what?
Right.
It's the past 20 years, the church has been preaching that way. This is the way we've been going. We don't want to be the oddball out. We don't want to make no trouble. You know what? If I'm going to make trouble, if I'm going to stir up somebody in the spirit, and if I'm going to be the oddball out, if I'm going to be a fool, I'll be a fool for Jesus any day.
Amen.
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 Amen. I think the faith fellowship belief has came into the church, and it took the power out of the church and put some money in it. That's
yeah.
what I think happened.
Right, yeah.
You know, elder.
It's true. We've allowed something to come into the church that influenced us to take our eyes off of faith.
It took the power out.
It took the battery out of a congregation. There's no other way to explain it. Look, faith is the power that's in a Christian. It's the thing that is, it's the evidence of your salvation. It's the substance
of
things hoped for. Okay, so the substance, Minope, that it's something that leaves a mark, like a fingerprint, Uncle Jamie. And if you ain't got that fingerprint of faith, you need to relook it. Yeah, you might look like a Christian. Look, we talked about it earlier, and the deacon just now confirmed it.
That's right.
Having on the nice three-piece suit and the Bible till I talk, guess what? Beautiful. You look like it. You have the imagery of God, but I'm pretty sure you're lacking the power of it if you ain't a believer. Because that's the key over there. When we go back, if we can trace our steps back in the book of Mark, where was your first... Your initial scripture that you read out of Mark 16, it says the believer. This is what the signs that a believer will have in his life. Are you a believer?
Well, I don't think the fact here is, and please forgive me again for interrupting.
No.
Is that?
No, go right ahead.
Speaking to non-believers, we're speaking to believers.
That's
tonight.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, listen, I don't think this is a salvation message by no means.
This is come on
I,
back.
I think okay, this is a rejuvenation message.
Amen.
I believe it's to rejuvenate the believer so they can understand we need power, we need strength from the Lord, we need God's guidance and direction.
Amen.
In order to cut us water. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Good work.
Amen.
Strength, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the
Amen.
Lord. We have to keep that in mind. It's the Spirit of God. And if you have the faith to believe in the Spirit of God, then you have the faith that it takes to produce all of these amazing signs and wonders that follow the believer.
Amen. Amen. And Brother Chuka, you know, Brother Chuka, Elder and Deacon and the listeners, you know, you could receive this power by faith. You know, the word power, I shared this just about every the last several weeks in the Greek dunamis, dynamite, is the word.
Explosive.
You could receive this power by faith, by just receiving it, by saying, Father God, in Jesus' name, I receive the baptism
Amen.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, there's no distance in prayer. I know you might be listening to us in the UK or in France or in Asia somewhere. But you can receive it tonight in faith by saying that prayer. Say, Father God, I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for filling me tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you said that prayer in faith, receive it in Jesus' name. If a language comes up that you don't understand, praise God, just let it flow. Amen. But
Amen.
We only had about Amen. 8 minutes left in the program. I'm going to ask if there's any callers tonight who have a question or a prayer request tonight that pertains to tonight's teaching. Hit one on your keypad if you're listening by telephone tonight, and we'll call you up to the mic. And if you're listening by internet, call in tonight, 917-889-7893. 917-889-7893. And Elder and Deacon Chuka and listeners, I just want to share with you a good word tonight. Praise God, we need to hear this word.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, you know, in the ministries, we've been, you know, getting our ears tickled a little bit there. We need to hear
Amen.
The truth. The truth will set us free. There's a lot of defeated
Amen.
Believers out there. I personally know a lot of defeated believers out there. Because
yes.
they won't receive this wonderful gift that God is for us. That's all, and it's free for the asking tonight. And you know, a lot of us are missing out if we don't receive it. So tonight, I pray that the word has changed you. Read it for yourself. It's in Mark, the 16th chapter. It starts in I believe 16:15. That's the book of Mark. And you could read it, and also the book of Acts. You read about the gifts of the receiving the Holy Spirit. Also, what is it? 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Correct me if I'm wrong, Elder and Chuka.
Yes.
And you could read about these gifts. Amen. If your church is not teaching it, find another church. Okay. But
that's
God
fine.
Bless you. Amen. But,
you know, here,
you know,
I got one last text of scripture that I would like to read to every believer out there. And look what it says, Elder, Deacons,
yeah.
Sunan, John. Look what it says in John chapter 3, verse 34. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. Did you catch it there?
Amen.
God didn't give
Amen.
You a little bit of the Spirit of God. He didn't just give you a touch of the Holy Spirit and his co-anointing. When God gives you the Spirit, when you accepted Jesus Christ in your life, you haven't just been grazed by the Spirit. You've been filled by the Spirit. Accept
Amen.
It. Accept God's
Amen.
Gifts on the life. He has not measured it. You don't. You should not measure it. God's given
Amen.
It to you. Accept it. Amen?
Read that again. Amen. Read that scripture one more time, Brother Shuka.
Sure. Let's read it. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God does not give the Spirit, capital S, by measure. That's the Spirit of God. God can't give you a little bit of himself. He's going to give the whole thing.
Right. Amen. Amen. And you know, I like to make an invitation out there. This is a very important part of the program. We do it each and every program. And Deacon, the Lord, not Deacon, but the Elder Jamie, the Lord put this on my heart. I'm going to give an invitation to those who never received Jesus. If you're listening out there on the radio tonight, wherever you're at tonight, God wants to give you eternal life. The only way you could receive eternal life is through his son Jesus and what he's done for you and me and everyone else. He died on the cross.
Amen.
He shed his own. For God so loved the world, the Bible says, that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You could receive
Amen.
That everlasting life tonight by saying a simple prayer and meaning it in your heart, believing in your heart. Professor,
that's
right. I want to turn it over to the Elder Jamie. Would you say the believers, what we call the believers' prayer, because you have to be a believer to say this prayer, amen? So you could be a believer right now. God bless you, Elder.
God bless you, Stu. Let me just say one thing before we go forward. I had a conversation with a man one time, and we argued about being saved. He said, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I told him, you're right, Drama. But let me ask you one question. Sancti Cipis Podil, Amara Glasosa, Vaya Amara Ilesa. And he could not answer me because he kept on saying I want him. And tonight I want to say this to every listener that's listening. If you receive God and call upon him from your heart, you will be saved indeed.
Amen.
And God will, he's faithful and just to forgive us from all unrighteousness. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for the wonderful things, dear Lord, that you've done. We want to thank you, Mughadad, for supplying salvation to your children, Mughadad, by grace through faith, Mughadad. We know, Mughadil, that you are an awesome God. We know that your love cannot be explained. We could use words, and the words we know is the agape love, dear Allah. But we cannot really understand that. And the listeners tonight, Magapte Janenko Dil Kanadapus Kotrayo Dadasa Minga.
Yes.
He didn't hold back anything. And tonight, that's what he wants from us, that we shouldn't hold back anything, that we should give our life and our hearts thoroughly to God, completely to God. And when we do that, then he can mold us and change us into whatever he desires. It will be his will. So tonight, if you're listening and you want to accept the Lord, I guess you could call or however you want, but if not, you don't want to call Allah Jaltik or you can't, let me pray with you. Is that fair with you, gentlemen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We come to you tonight, Amarudil, knowing that you are the Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
We know that there's no man, Lord, that could save us.
Yes.
But we know, Deva, that you was the perfect sacrifice.
Yes.
Today, Deva, if there's anyone that are listening, Muhammad, and they want to give you their heart, Muhammad, I know that you look at the heart, Deva, Chiro de Zimanasos Kumuya, Zinga Statura, Zinga Barwani Mos, Zinga Chogomos, Jalaf Shorodis. Tonight, Father, if there's anyone out there, sanctify their hearts and their minds, and ours also, Deva, that we may serve you in truth and in spirit, Lord. If someone has prayed with me and said, Lord, come into my life, I want to become a new creation and serve you in truth and spirit, then I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, you've been saved by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's really been a pleasure listening to you, gentlemen,
you
and
too.
Sharing.
And we definitely
have
you.
God bless
thank
you, Elder.
God bless you. We only have just a few seconds left in the program. I want to thank you, Deacon Tony, Elder Jamie, our Brother Sam, our Brother Chuka tonight. Thank you for being with us tonight. Join us next Monday night, 11 o'clock. Same number, 917-889-7893, 11 o'clock East Coast time. Also, this Saturday, myself and Brother Gus will be sharing the word, 11 o'clock. We want to thank yous. We want to say God bless yous from Gypsies for Jesus Radio. Good night. God bless yous. We love you most of all.
God bless you too. Listen, I'm sorry if I took up any time, but like Brother Tony said, when the Spirit of God is in you, it's
amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. God bless you, everyone.
Okay,
amen.
God bless you.
Bless.